Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we are at the first wide line, eight lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. So yesterday we began the ninth parak in Masechtas Chulin, parak Ha'or V'Haroitev. And as mentioned yesterday, parak Ha'or V'Haroitev deals primarily with the halachos of Tumma V'Tahira, and it begins with a very specific halacha, a halacha that's discussed in Masechtas Uktzin. That is, that we know that food can become tamei, food can also transmit tuma. In order for food to become tamei or transmit tuma, it has to have a shear. The shear is a beya, even though ordinarily shiurei oichlin is bekezayas, but when it comes to tumas oichlin is bekebeya. The question is, what happens with regards to appendages of food? So for example, you have a fruit. A fruit has a stem. The stem of the fruit, how do you look at that as it relates to the fruit with regards to a tumah v'tahira perspective? Is it mitztarif to the shear? Is it not mitztarif to the shear? If the stem of a fruit touches a davar tameh, does that make the fruit tameh? If the fruit is tameh and something tahor touches the stem of the fruit, does that thing now become tameh? What about the peel of a fruit? Or the hide of an animal. Is that mitztarif? Is it not mitztarif? Does that have the ability to be moitzi tuma? Does that have the ability to be machnes tuma? What about here? Fuzz that fruit sometimes has. How do you look at that? And as we saw yesterday, there are really three categories when you talk about appendages of food. The first is called a yad, the second is called a shomer, and the third one is neither a yad or a shomer. A yad is an appendage to food whose purpose is to help you grasp the food. The perfect example of that is the stem of a fruit. Another example would be the bone of meat. So a bone that has marrow inside it is treated a little bit differently. But a bone, for example, that has no marrow inside, so what's the purpose of the bone? You use the T-bone to be able to carry the piece of meat. So that would be considered a yad. The halacha of a yad is that it's not mitztarif to the shear, but at the same time, it's moitzi u'machnas tomo, which means that if something tahor touches the yad of a davar tameh, through the yad, the tomo will go out. It will be niflat. The davar tameh will be moitzi tuma through its yad. The same as in the reverse. If the yad of this davar would touch a davar tameh, it would have the ability to suck in the tuma. It would have the ability to be machnas tuma. A shomer, that's the second category, that's something that isn't just an appendage in the sense that it's used to grasp the food, but it actually protects the food. Because it protects the food, so halacha treats it a little bit more like the fruit, and therefore not only does it have an ability to be moitzi u'machnes toma into the food, but it also is mitztarif to the shear of the food itself. Something that's not a yad, and something that's not a shomer, that is certainly not mitztarif to the shear with regards to tumas oichlin. It also doesn't have the ability to be moitzi and machnes. Again, that's a little bit of what we saw yesterday, and the Gemara is going to go into this in a lot more detail. One other thing that we need as far as an introduction goes, and that is the Mishnah immediately compared and contrasted tumas oichlin and tumas nevela. So tumas oichlin is when you have a piece of food that it comes in contact with tuma, the halach is it becomes tameh and has an ability to transmit tuma. Rishon l'tuma, sheni l'tuma, shlishi l'tuma, revi'i l'tuma, is it chulin, is it truma, is it kachim, chulin anasu b'tayrus atruma, chulin shanasu b'tayrus kachim. These are all familiar, all halachas that we're somewhat familiar with. But there's another type of tuma that relates to food that's a very different type of tuma, and that's tumas nevela. So a nevela is asr b'achila, a nevela is also tame. That's the primary difference between a nevela and a treifa. A nevela and a treifa are both asr b'achila, but a nevela, being that it didn't have a kosher shchita, also is tame. Tumas nevela is different than tumas oichlin. The main difference is that tumas oichlin's shear is bikebeya. Tumas nevela's shear is bikezayas. Another difference as it relates to our sugyas is that whereas we mentioned briefly, and we'll see it in much better detail in today's daf, that the shomer of oichlin is mitztarif to the shear beya of tumas oichlin, the shomer of nevela is not mitztarif to the shear kezayas as it relates to tumas nevela. So again, we're dealing with the halachas of tumas oichlin and tumas nevela. We're dealing with the halachas of a yad and a shomer. These are appendages of oichlin. How they relate to the oichel itself and to the nevel itself from the perspective of Tumah V'Tahira. You have to look at it from the perspective, is it mitzarif to the shir? Does it have an ability to be moitzi? Does it have an ability to be machnes Tumah? A lot of drushes, we're going to see in today's daf, the Gemara is going to mention many psukim. Additionally, we're going to have kavul chaymers. We're going to have da'i lovim nadin liyas kanadin. We're going to have an inner union, tenayu unions. It's just kedai. It's not an easy daf. These dafim that are coming now require real amelas. So just one hergish, and that is Yaduah. The Bnei Yisoscha says that there are yud gimel midos sha'atarin adreshas behem. There are also yud gimel midos shal rachamim. The Bnei Yisoscha says that the yud gimel midos sha'atarin adreshas behem correspond to the yud gimel midos shal rachamim. He goes so far as to say that if you count the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atarin Adreshas Behem 1 through 13, they correspond to a specific Midos Shel Rachamim 1 through 13 of Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Says the Heilig Bnei Yisoscha that the second of the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atarin Adreshas Behem is Kal V'Chomer. The second of the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim is Kael. Hashem, Hashem. Kael Racham V'Chanam. He says, as far as Makdoshim say that when Miriam was a Metzaira, when Miriam was a Chayla, the Pasuk says, Vayitzak Moshe Lashem Leimer, Kael Na Refan Allah. That Moshe Rabbeinu invoked the shame, the Midah of Kael, because Kael is the Midah of Refuah. Kael is the Midah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows Refuah. From this morning's daf and the limud, the very difficult limud, the Amelus Batera of Kal V'Chayim and Dai, love and this cannot be a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Lizan. On that note, zok the Mishnah. Tan hasam. We learned in a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? So if it's not familiar, it's because it's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Uktzin. So we're familiar with a lot of the first Mishnahs of many Masechtas. Shnai Moshe Batalas. I may be getting him Dina Sayyam. Tanan Hasab. Kol Shu Yad V'loy Shomer. Anything that is a Yad. So it's an appendage to food. It's a Yad, but it's not a Shomer. Tomei Umetame Ve'enoi Mitzdarif. It could become Tomei. It's Machnas Tumah. Meaning, if the Yad of food that's Tahar touches a Dover Tomei, it will now become Tomei. Additionally, if the Yad of food that's Tomei touches a Dover Tomei, it's Mitame. Tomei means it's Machnas Tumah. That's a term that the Gemara is going to use a lot. Mitame means it's Moitzi Tumah, like Boileya Umafle. So Tame means it's Machnes, Mitame means it's Moitzi, Ve'inu Mitzdarev. But it's not Mitzdarev to the Shir Kabe. Shomer, if something's an appendage to a food, but it's also a Shomer to the food, it protects the food, Afa Pisha in a Yad, even if it's not a Yad, Daloch is Tame, it's Machnes Toma, Umetame, it's Moitzi Toma, Umetzarev, a Shomer is more than a Yad, it's even Mitzdarev. Lo Yad, Lo Shomer. What if something's not a Yad or a Shomer? Lo Tame, Lo Metame, it's not Tame, it's not Metame, and certainly it's not going to be Metame. It says the Gemara, Yodos Hechid Psivi. So what's the Makar to Yodos? So when you learn Masechtas Nedarim, we discuss, what's the Makar to Yodos? This is the other Yodos. So either way, Dichsev, it's a Pasuk. And this is a Pasuk. In the end of Parshas Shemini, the Pasuk says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera, v'nafal minivlasam olav, Tame hu lochem. So the Pasuk over there is discussing Tumas Oichlin. And the Pasuk says that in order for food to become Tameh, it first has to check off the Masechtas Machshirim box. So you have to make sure that it's Huchshir L'Kabal Tumah. How does food become Huchshir L'Kabal Tumah? It becomes wet. The owner of the food either is the one who made it wet, or at the very least, he saw it become wet and he was happy. There was nichusa with the fact that it was wet. The point is, it first has to become wet. So it says the Pasuk, Chiyutan Mayim al Zera. If Mayim is going to be on Zera, on food, V'nafam minivlasam olav, then afterwards, the nevela of one of the Shmoyne Shratzim that are Tameh will land on this food. Tameh Lachem, they will be Tameh. But the Pasuk says, Tamehu Lachem. What does Lachem mean? L'chol shevet zorchechem. The rabbi says, Hayavis. That you see from here that the Tumah doesn't necessarily have to fall on the food itself, but Lachem, meaning L'chol shevet zorchechem, any part of the food that you use would be included in the definition of food, being that a yad of food is something that's part of the food in the practical usage sense. You carry the food sometimes by its yad. So it's for that reason it's included in this pasuk. And that's how you know that the yad of food is included in the definition of food as it relates to Tumah. Thus, the rabbi says, Hayodis. So there's another pasuk. And that pasuk is actually the very next pasuk. And it's also in the end of Parsha Shmini, and the Pasuk there is discussing Tumas Nevela, and there too the Torah uses the word Lochem in the context of Tumas Nevela, and we learn from there, L'chol Shebet Zarchechem, L'rabbi Says Ayod. So I have two psukim, two words of Lochem, and two different psukim that deal with Tumah, that say the word Lochem, which we're saying means L'rabbi Says Ayod. So if I have two psukim to be Marba Yodis, what do I do with those two psukim? Yad Lahachnes Ulahoitzi. So I could be Marba. One to tell me that the Yad has an ability to be Machnas Tuma. So if you have a food which is Tahar and Tuma comes in contact with the Yad will allow the food that it's attached to become Tame. Yad has an ability to be Machnas. It also has an ability to be Maitzi. If you have the Yad of food that's already Tame and now it touches something else, through the Yad it will transmit Tumah. So Yad Lahachnas, Yad Lahoitzi. Again, how do I have two drashas of Yad? Because I have two words of Lochem from two different sukkim. Okay. Shomer Lahachnas Lahoitzi Latzarach. As it relates to Shomer that has an ability to be Machnas and Moitzi, for that I don't need a pasuk. Kal v'chomer miyad osi. That I can learn Kal v'chomer miyad. How so? Ma Yad Shein Megina Machnasas. Ma Tech Yad, which doesn't have an ability to be Megan, could be Machnas and Moitzi or Shomer like Koshke. I mean, the Gemara thinks in Sfara, for sure Shomer is more than a Yad. So a Yad which doesn't protect has an ability to be Moitzi or Machnas. Certainly, a shomer which does protect should have the ability to be mitzi u'machnas. If that's the case, the Gemara continues. We'll explain all this. Shomer, because of Rachman Olam Ali. So why then did the Torah even mention a pasuk about shomer? Now, where did the Torah mention a pasuk about shomer? That was yesterday's daf. That was on the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara brought a drasha from the Devei Rabbi Yishmael. It says, with regards to food, that one of the nevela of one of the Shemayna Shratzim fell on it, but it wasn't wet yet. So the Torah over there said it's going to be tar. The pasuk was v'chiyipal minivlasam al kol zera zeruah asher yizareya tahar. Why is it tar? What do you mean? The nevela of one of the Shemayna Shratzim fell on it. The Torah says because it wasn't wet. Afterwards, the Torah says, "V'chiyutan ma'im alzera." Then tomei hulochet. But if it wasn't wet, then it's going to be tar. And the Torah was very wordy. It says, "Al kol zera zerua ashe yizareya." And we learn from the words ashe yizareya that the way we look at food from a tumah, from a tumas oichlin perspective, is how would you plant this food? Not how would you eat the food, how would you plant this food? And if you were going to take a stalk of wheat and you were going to plant it, you would plant it in its husk. You would plant it with its shomer around it. So you see that the shomer is considered part of the food. So the Gemara is now bothered with a question. If I have a pasuk that tells me that the yad of food is included in the definition of food, both lahachnes ulahaitzi, then why do I need that drasha, that brisa that the Gemara brought on the bottom of daf kuf yud zayin amud beis? Why do I need asher yizareya to tell me that a shomer is considered food? If a yad is considered food, certainly a shomer is considered food. Didn't we just say that I know shomer from yad mikal v'chomer? It's a shomer because of rachman olam ali, says the Gemara, shma mino letzar. If you know what that must be coming to teach me, it's coming to teach me that a shomer has even more halachos than do yadis. A yad is considered food as it relates to being moitzi u'machnas. But a shomer is considered food even for more than that. It's even considered food to be mitztaref. So pause, not period, and certainly not exhale. But just pause for one moment. So we started with a mishnah, right? Today's daf started with a mishnah. The mishnah is the first mishnah, mesechtes uktzen. The mishnah said as follows, that anything that's an appendage to food, if it's a yad, the halacha is, it's moitzi toma, it's machnas toma, it's considered part and parcel of the food as it relates to it bringing toma into the food and taking toma out of the food. However, it's not mitztaref to the shir toma soichlin. So if you don't have a kebeya without the stem or without the bone, it wouldn't be mitztaref to the shir kebeya. Shomer is moitzi u'machnas, it's also mitztaref. And the question is, Benani Mili, how do you know all this? Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you how you know all this. It's based really on three psukim. I have two psukim that tell me that yad is considered part of food as it relates to tumah v'tahira. V'chiyuter ma'im alzer v'nofen neflas and olav tomeh hu lochem. Lochem l'chol shebet zarchechem. I have another pasuk, v'chiyomas ben abahim ha'ashehi lochem. Lochem l'chol shebet zarchechem. Two psukim to be mar b'yadas l'tumah. What do I need two for? One to tell me that it could be moitzi, one to tell me that it could be machnes. Okay, so that's how I know yadas are moitzi u'machnes. If I know yadas are moitzi u'machnes, then kal v'chomer, I know that shomer is also moitzi u'machnes. Because shomer is more a part of food than yad is. The fact that the shomer protects, that makes it more a part of the food. Thus, once I know yad, I know shomer as well. Stating that, I have a third pasuk. The pasuk that the Gemara brought yesterday's daf. I'll call Zera Zorua Ashe Yizareya. And from that pasuk, you learn that a shomer is considered part of food. What's that coming to tell me? It's not coming to tell me that it's Maitzi Umachnis. I know that Kal v'chomer from Yad. So what then is it coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me that it's Mitzarev to the Shir. So I therefore then have a pasuk, two psukim, to tell me that Yad is food. Once I know Yad, with regards to the Maitzi Umachnis, I know Shomer Maitzi Umachnis. I also have a pasuk to tell me that Shomer is Mitzarev. I don't have a pasuk that tells me Yad is Mitzarev. I can't learn Yad from Shomer, because Shomer is more than Yad. I can learn Shomer from Yad, but I can't learn Yad from Shomer. So this is Cheshbon, but it's pretty straightforward at this point. And therefore, says the Gemara, B'chura, I have a makar to everything. I know that Yad is Maitzi Umachnis. If that's the case, I know that Shomer is Maitzi Umachnis. I have an extra pasuk of Shomer is probably coming to tell me that it's Mitzarev. I don't have a pasuk telling me that Yad is Mitzarev. Thus, Yad could be Maitzi Umachnis, Shomer could be Maitzi Umachnis, and be Mitzarev. That is the Makar, the biblical source to the first Mishnah in Masechtas Buktzim. But the Gemara has a problem, and the Gemara is going to discuss its problem with this really all the way till the bottom of the Yom. A lot of cheshbon now. Frank the Gemara, Eim Yad Lahachnis, V'loy Lohoitzi, Shomer Lahachnis, Ulohoitzi. Maybe Yad only has an ability to be Machnis. Maybe it does not have an ability to be Moitzi. Now, didn't we just say you have two psukim? And if you have two psukim that are mar biyad, one is telling me that it's machnas, one is telling me that it's moitzi. How could the Gemara now suggest ve'im miyad lahachnas v'loy loitzi? So Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says that it's true we have two psukim, but one of the two psukim were regarding tumas oichlin v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nofim in the flos and all of tami hulachem. The second pasuk was v'chiyomus mena behema shiulachem, which is discussing tumas nevela. We already saw in the Mishnah very briefly that tumas nevela and tumas oichlin are not one and the same. They're different. And being that Tumas Nevela and Tumas Eichlin are not one and the same, maybe I don't have an extra pasuk. Maybe I have one by Tumas Eichlin, I have one by Tumas Nevela. So if I only have one by Tumas Eichlin, so which is what the first Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin is discussing, it's not discussing Tumas Nevela, it's discussing Tumas Eichlin. So Frank the Gemara, maybe the one that I have is teaching me Mach, it's not teaching me Moitzi. If that's the case, I know that a Shomer is also Machnes and Moitzi. I know Shomer is Machnes, because if Yad is Machnes, Shomer is Machnes, Mikal V'chaim. I'll also know that Shomer is Moitzi, because I have an extra pasuk by Shomer. The pasuk said, I'll call Zer Zeruah, Asher Yizareya. But if that's the case, I don't have a makar to the Mishnah, because which halachas that the Mishnah mentioned do I not know? Avo Yad Lohoitzi, I don't have a makar to tell me that Yad could be Moitzi, because I now only have one makar for Yad, and I use it to be Machnes, V'Shomer Letzarev. I also don't have an extra pasuk of Shomer to tell me that the Shomer could be Mitzarev to the Shir, because the extra pasuk of Shomer I just used to tell me that Shomer could be Moitzi. Says the Gemara, Loi Yad Lahachnis, V'loi Lahoitzi, Loi Matzis Amr. So the Gemara says it's a nice attempt, but really it doesn't work, because it's not possible to say that a Yad would be able to be Machnis but not be able to be Moitzi. Why? It's just in Svara doesn't work. Hashva. Iyuli Ma'ayla Afuki Mibaya. It's Pasha to Kal V'chomer. If I know that a Yad could be Machnis, it certainly should be able to be Moitzi. The Gemara is assuming in Svara that it's easier to be Moitzi than it is to be Machnis. It's a bigger chiddush that something can bring Tumah in than to say that something can bring Tumah out. And as a result, says the Gemara, if I had one Yad and it's teaching me Machnes, then I would know Moitzi. So if I would know Moitzi, I would know Yad Lahachnes Ulahoitzi, I would know Shomer Lahachnes Ulahoitzi, which means that the extra pasuk of Shomer I would use to tell me that it's Mitzarev. But the Gemara asks the obvious comeback, and that is, okay, so it's true. If I have one Yad and I used it to teach me that Yad could be Machnes, I know for sure that it could be Moitzi. But how do you know the one Yad is coming to teach me that it's Machnes? Maybe the one Yad is teaching me that it's Moitzi, it's not Machnes. And if that's the case, I know Shomer Lahoitzi. Ulahachnes, I also know Shomer Lahachnes, because the Kroyeser of Shomer I'm going to use now to teach me that it's Machnes. Avo Yad Lahachnes, V'Shomer Litzarev Loi. But I don't have a Makar then to tell me Yad Lahachnes, because I only have one Makar for Yad, and I don't have a Makar to tell me that Shomer could be Mitzarev, because how did I know Shomer could be Mitzarev from the extra pasuk? I need the extra pasuk to tell me that it could be Machnes. So the Gemara says, I hear, but at the same time, even if you want to tell me that the two psukim that we thought we had for Yad are really only one, because being that one is discussing Tumas Eichlin and the other one is discussing Tumas Nevela, I can't learn Eichlin from Nevela, Nevela from Tumah as per the first Mishnah in the parak, but I still have an extra mention of Yad. I still have a second pasuk, Yad Yaseh Riksev, and that's also a pasuk at the end of Parashat Shmini. It's also discussing Tumah. truma. It says the cholah sheyipam in avlasan olav yit matana v'kirayim yutatz tmeim. Hey, utmeim yulachem. It's discussing a dover tamei such as one of the shmoyne shrotzim that falls into a taner kirayim, into an oven. Taner kirayim were two different types of ovens that were coming back in the day. And the pasuk says that if one of the shmoyne shrotzim falls into a taner kirayim, there's a special type of tumah, kolash b'soicha yitma. Even if it only falls into the aver of the taner, that's enough for it to transmit tumah. But the point is, the pasuk uses the magic word there again. It says, "Tmeim yu lochem." What does lochem mean? Lochem lechol shabitzar chechem. L'rabbis has hayodos. So again, I have an extra pasuk of yodos. If I have an extra pasuk of yodos, one teaches me lahachnas, one teaches me lahoitzi. Once I know yad lahachnas lahoitzi, kavuchem I know shomer lahachnas lahoitzi. If that's the case, what do I do with the extra pasuk of shomer? Matzmi is coming to tell me that it could be mitzaref. So again, l'churin, all the Gemara is saying is that we said we have a mekar to the first mishnah mesachtus kutzin. How so? What the Mishnah Masechtas Ukzin say? Yeah, it could be Moitzi Umachnas. A Shomer could be Moitzi Umachnas and it could be Mitzarev. What's the Makar? So we said it's made up of three Psukim. Three Psukim teach me this whole mission. It's five halachas, but only three Psukim are needed, based on Kalvachayvers. So what's the three Psukim? It says Lochem once, but with regards to Yadis. Lochem twice with regards to Yadis. One teaches me Moitzi, one teaches me Machnas. If I know Yad could be Moitzi Umachnas, Kalvachayvers, Shomer could be Moitzi Umachnas. If that's the case, why did Torah have to mention something about Shomer? Shomer is probably coming to teach me that it could also be Mitzvah. The question was, where do you have two Psukim of Yadis? So one is Tumas Aich and one is Tumas Nevela. That's not an extra Pasuk. There's no way you can learn one from the other. Says the Gemara, I hear, but I have another extra pasuk. It says Lochem by Tanur Kirayim, also in the context of Toma. Why did Torah have to mention Lochem by Tumas Oichlin and then Lochem again by Tanur Vikirayim, which is Toma of the Tanur, or the Oichlin that are inside the Tanur? Must be one is extra again. So one lahachnes, one lahoitzi, kavachoy meshoimer, and the pasuk of shoimer is going to be extra. But the Gemara says, I disagree. Hayminayu miyater. There's nothing extra over here. Meaning, if you do a little bit of a recap, what you have is three psukim that teach me yadis. Three mentions of lachem. One regarding good old-fashioned tumas aichlin. One regarding tumas nevela. And then the third one with regards to tumas tanavikirayim. The Gemara is going to discuss now that none of these are extra because I can never learn one from the other. Each one has its own unique qualities that doesn't allow me to learn one from the other. Haiminamiyat, meaning which one do you want to say is extra? Why are we saying one is extra? If one is extra, it means you have two. So I have one lahachtas, one lahaitzi, which is the basis. That is the basis and the premise for everything that we're saying. But the Gemara says none of them extra. Why? Because the Ramad of Zeron, you want the Torah to have mentioned Zeron and Valesa Hanich Minayu. Meaning, let it mention Yodos by Tumas Oichlin, and I'll learn Tana Vikirayim and Tumas Devela from those two. You can't. Because Mala, Zeron Shekain Tumasa Meruba. Zeron is Tumasa Meruba. How so? Says Rashi. It's Tumasa Meruba versus Tana Vikirayim because Zra and food could become Tomei even from a Vlada Toma. Right? Food could be a Shlishi Latoma, Revi Latoma. Tana Vikirayim can only become Tomei from an Ava Toma. That's number one. It's Tumasa Meruba from Tumas Nevela. That was the first Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Riba Latame Tumas Oichle, Mimashi Riba Latame Tumas Nevela. And the Mishnah gave two examples of it. So you certainly can't learn either Tumas Tana Vikirayim or Tumas Nevela from Tumas Eichel. Lichtav Rachman of a Tamer place Hanich Minei. Let the Torah say Taner and learn the other ones from Taner. Mala Taner Shkei Metamei Maviroi. Taner has a Chumrah. It's Metamei Maviroi. Kol Asher B'Soichoi. B'Soichoi Yitmo. Even if it doesn't make contact. That's a very big Kiddush. You don't find such a concept by Tumas Oichlin, you don't find it by Tumas Nevela. Lichtav Rachman of a Nevela V'Leisa Hanich Minei. Maybe learn the other two from Nevela. Mala Nevela Shkei Metamei Adam. Nevela has a lot of Chumrahs. Number one Nevela could be Metamei Adam. Whereas to Oichel can never be Metama Adam. Tana Vikirayim can be Metama Adam. Umetama Bemasa. Also, there's Tumas Masa by Nevela. Vetuma Yoitza Migufa. It's a source of Tumah. As opposed to Oichel became Tommy from something else. The Tana Vikirayim became Tommy from something else. So, as it relates to these three, says, well, I think I need all three. There's nothing extra. I don't have one to teach me Lahachas, one to teach me Lahoitzi. I need them all to teach me that by their respective unique types of Tumah, you have a Allah of Yadis. But one Allah of Yadis, not two Allah of Yadis. But the Gemara says, one second. It's true you can't learn one from one. But Tesei Chadim Itarti, maybe make a Mahatzad. Hi Tesei. Let the Torah not mention Yodis by Zeraim and learn Zeraim from a Tzad HaShava between Tanavikirayim and Nevela. What are you going to tell me? Tanavikirayim has a chumra. Kol ha-shabasoyche yitma. Nevela teichiach. Nevela has a chumra, the three chumras. Tanavikirayim lechich. But the Gemara says you can't learn a matzah because malahanach shekhe metamin shol behechshe. Toim abizram shekhe metamin ala behechshe. The two together have a chumra that they don't have to become hochshe lekabal tumah, as opposed to food that does have to be hochshe lekabal tumah. So I can never learn tumas oichlin from those two. But Amar Rav Nubri Rav Yeshua. Rav Nubri Rav Yeshua said that's not a good pircha because perish lei hochshiru ketanu shalei nigmar malach. Why is it that food needs to become wet and in order for it to become huchshel lekabel tumah? Because the peri, one of the basic rules of tumah is that something has to be complete in order for it to become tumah. When something's in an incomplete state, it can't become tumah. Fruit is considered to be incomplete until it's wet. When it gets wet, that's the gemar malacha. A tanner has the same halacha of gemar malacha. Now, by a tanner, being that it's a utensil, it's an oven, it's not a food, so the way it becomes completed is not by becoming wet, but by being makab apatish, finishing the actual work. But the concept of mesechtes machshirin relates to a tanner v'kirayim just as much as it relates to food. So you can't tell me that there's a chumra in tanner v'kirayim that it doesn't require anything to make it hukshel lekabel tumah. That's a full statement. It does require. It's just not the same thing that oichel has. My oichel has to become wet. Here it doesn't have to become wet. Elo paruchach. But the Gemara says, I hear. So if that's not a pirch, I'll tell you a different pirch. Malahanoch, those two, tanav kirayim and avelish came in tamish lo benegiyah. They could become tamish lo benegiyah. How so? The tanav kirayim becomes tame even from its aver. Nevelo doesn't have to touch anything. Nevelo is the source of tumah. Tame bezroam shem metam nelo begiyah. As opposed to zroam, it's only metam begiyah. So you can never learn out zroim one for one from either Tanav Kiraim and Avelo. You also can learn Zra'in from a Mahatzad between Tanav Kiraim and Avelo. So the Gemara says, I hear. But maybe you know where the extra one is. Is Leilich Dev Rachmada Betanav Etes Mehanach. Why can I learn Tanav from the Vela and from Zra'in? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Because Malahanach, Shekein, Oichel. They have a Chumra that they're both Oichlim. What's the Chumra? It's not clear. But it's a unique quality that they both have. Tumas Oichlin is obviously an Oichel, and Avel is also an Oichel, as opposed to an oven is not food. It's you bake food, you cook food, but it's not food, right? So maybe the one that's extra is Nevela. Maybe let it not say Nevela, and I'll learn Nevela from Tanur Vikirayim and from Oichlin. But the Gemara says, Yad Nevela, lovely. If that's the case, why did Torah have to say Yad by Nevela? Oh, that's the extra one. And Enoi Inyan Liyad Nevela, Tneo Inyan Liyad Alma. So if I don't need it for Yad Nevela, I'll use it for Yad Da'alma. Now, why don't I need it for Yad Nevela? Because I could have learned Nevela from the other two. So essentially, I have an extra Yad. If I have an extra Yad, the Gemara does a little Chazara for us now. Yad Lahachnis, Yad Lahoitzi. So I have two mentions of Yad. What are the two? The Torah mentions it by Tumas Oichlin. The Torah mentions it by Tumas Tanav Kirayim, and then I have an extra one by Nevela. Why is Nevela extra? Because at this point in the Gemara, I could learn Yad and Nevela from a Tzad Hashava between Tanav Kirayim and between Tumas Oichlin. If that's the case, I know Yad Lohitzu Lahachnes. Kal V'chomer, I know Shomer Lohitzu Lahachnes. When the Torah mentions a riboy of Shomer regarding Tumah. Yesterday's drasha, al kol zera zeirua asher yizareah. That must be Shomer litzarif. And if Shomer is litzarif, so that's the makar. Gevaldik. At this point, it sounds like we have the makar. But the Gemara immediately, toich kedei dibor, without even letting us come up for breath, the Gemara rejects this. Because the Gemara says, akati yad denevela itzrichne. You can't learn yad denevela from yad of Oichlin and Tanav Kirayim to say that it's extra to trigger the whole drasha, because you need Yad and Avela. Because of Rachman ben Avela, Habamina, I would have thought a Geshmak Svaro that you love him and I didn't. Lias Kinadon. Meaning it's true I could learn Yad and Avela from Tanav Kirayim and from regular Tumas Oichlin from Tzadha Shav. That's true. But at the same time, if I would learn Nevela from Oichlin and Tanra, says the Gemara, I would know that a Yad and a Vela has an ability to be Moitzi Umachnas Tumah. But I would only know it as much as Oichlin and Tanra Vikuran could be Moitzi Umachnas Tumah. Now, Oichlin could be Moitzi Tumah, right? It's a source of Tumah, but it can't be Metamin Adam. Tanav Kirayim is a source of Tumah once it becomes Tumah, but it doesn't have an ability to be Metamin Adam. Nevela could be Metamin Adam. How do I know that a Yad and a Vela could be Moitzi Tumah even for Adam? I can't learn that Kal V'Chomer from Oichlin and Tanav Kirayim with a Tzad HaShavah. It's all Geshmak. This is classic Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. But the problem is, there's a rule of Dayei Lavan Min Adin V'yos Kenodon. And if Oichlin and Tanav Kirayim don't have the ability to be Metama Adam, certainly their Yad doesn't have an ability to be Metama Adam, so I have no way to learn that Nevela would be able to be Metama Adam. So I need Yad and Nevela to teach me that the Yad and Nevela has an ability even to be Metama Adam. So if that's the case, I need Yad and Nevela. Well, Yad and Nevela Mitzruch Tzarech. If that's the case, says the Gemara, so V'chayra, I don't have my drasha. There was one other pasuk that we didn't mention yet this morning that we had in yesterday's daf, and that is the Gemara in the bottom of Daf Kufi Zayin Amid Aleph onto the top of Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. So Kufi Zayin Amid Beis, I'm sorry, to Kufi Yud Ches Amid Aleph, the Gemara brought a drasha. The drasha had a resha and a sefer. The resha of the drash of the brisa, the way the Gemara came out, the maskana teaches me that shomer the Tumas Oichlin is mitzaref to the shir, as per everything we're talking about this morning. The first Mishnah Masechet is Uktzin, but a shomer of a nevela is not mitzaref to the shir kezayis of Tumas Nevela. Stating that, there was a seifa, and the seifa said that even though the shomer is not mitzaref to the shir, but the shomer does have an ability to be moitzi tuma. Incidentally, when you talk about nevela, there's no machnas. By nevela, it doesn't become tame. You're only dealing with moitzi. Oichlin, you're dealing with, is it moitzi? Is it machnes? A tame oichel is moitzi. A tahar oichel would be machnes. But when you're dealing with nevela, all you're dealing with is moitzi. And the Gemara brought a drasha for that too. So there was a pasuk that teaches me that a shomer the nevela is not mitzaref, and there was a pasuk that teaches me that a shomer the nevela is moitzi tome. Freak the Gemara. What do I need that for? The shomer the nevela the loy tzarech. Why did Torah mention shomer the nevela? Why doesn't it have to say Shomer the Nevela? Because once I know Yad the Nevela, and I know Yad the Nevela is Mefurish a Pasuk by Yad the Nevela. It's a Pasuk. You don't even have to learn it from anything. It's a Pasuk. Once I know Yad could be Moitzi, I know Shomer could be Moitzi. Because Madoch Yad, Kal V'Chomer Shomer. So if I know Shomer could be Moitzi, why did Torah have to mention Shomer the Nevela? So this is where we found something extra. So as the Gemara of Shomer the Nevela, it's Archimai Hilchas Akosvi Rachman. It's Darufi. If the Torah told it to me to tell me that the Shomer the Nevela is Mitzarev to the Shir Kazai is Amaloy Mitzarev. You said it's not Mitzarev. That was the ratio of that price. Ulo Hoitzi, to tell me that a Shomer could be Moitzi to a Kal V'Chomer Miyad. That I know Kal V'Chomer Miyad. Elim, Ein, if I don't need it to teach me Shomer the Nevela today, let me use it for Yad the Nevela. But I don't need it for Yad the Nevela either, because I have a pasuk for Yad the Nevela. Use it for Yad Alma. Yad Alma. I know Yad Alma. I have a pasuk for that. I have one pasuk by Tumas Oichlin, one by Tanav Kirayim. I have one by Nevela. Oh, so what I need it for is to teach me a second halach of Yad. Why a second halach of Yad? Because if I only had one, I would think Yad could be Moitzi. I wouldn't know that Yad could be Mach. Now that I have an extra, I have Yad Lehoitzi, Yad Lehachnis. So if I know Yad Lehoitzi Lehachnis, I know Shomer Lehoitzi Lehachnis. Why do I need the Pasik of Shomer by Tumas Oichlin? I'll call Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya. The Shomer Litzarev. It must be. It's coming to you Mitzarev. And that's how I know everything. But the Gemara says, one second, the Emo, I don't think this is good because, why don't we say, Im Eino Yinyin L'Shomer Dinavela, Tneyo Inyin L'Shomer Dalma. You have an extra pasuk of shomer the nevela, which I don't need. To tell me that the shomer of the nevela has an ability to be moitzi toma, I know the kal v'chomer from the fact that the yad of nevela has an ability to be moitzi. So the Gemara says, what do I do with it? If I have an extra pasuk that teaches me that a shomer the nevela could be moitzi, tneyu inyan liyad do'eichlin. So if I know now that Yad of Oichlin could be Moitzi Umachnes, because I already had one Makar to it, now I have a second Makar, then the Makar of Shomer the Oichlin is coming to teach me that it has an ability to be Mitzarev. But there was one leap the Gemara said that I'm not so comfortable with. Had we go from an extra Pasuk by Shomer the Nevela to use it for Yad Oichlin. Im Eino Yinyin L'Shomer the Nevela, Tneyo Inyin L'Yad Oichlin. Break the Gemara. Wouldn't it make more sense? Im Eino Yinyin L'Shomer the Nevela, Tneyo Inyin L'Shomer the Alma. So if it's extra by Nevela, I don't need it by Nevela. So you're right. I have to place it somewhere. It's this place drasha. Right? I don't know what to do with it. It's a refugee drasha. I have to do something with it. So I don't know what to do with it. So it's a Shomer the Nevela. That's where the drasha is. Tneyo Inyin L'Yad. No, why do I have a right to jump from Shomer to Yad? L'Chayra, what I should do with it is and say is Neino Inyin L'Shomer the Nevela, Tneyo Inyin L'Shomer the Alma. If that's the case, so I have a Makar to teach me that Shomer L'Hachnes. and to teach me that Yad could be Moitzi, but v'shoymer litzarif. And I could even learn shoymer litzarif. How could I learn shoymer litzarif? Because the pasuk of Al Kol Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya will still be extra with regards to shoymer. I'll know that a Yad could be Moitzi. That I know from the one limud of Yad. If I know that a Yad could be Moitzi, Kal v'chomer shoymer could be Moitzi. I have the extra pasuk of shoymer de nevela, which I'm inayin in the shoymer de nevela, because a nevela could only be Moitzi, and I know the Yad could be Moitzi, so certainly the shoymer could be Moitzi, so this is an extra drasha. I'll apply it now to shoymer de oichlin to tell me that it could also be machnas. It's not a gay of machnas by nevela, so if I'm using it for machnas, I can't use it for nevela, I have to move it somewhere else. So I'm going to use it now to tell me that oichl could be machnas. So I know that oichl, shoymer could be machnas. If that's the case, I know shoymer could be Moitzi machnas, which means I still have that pasuk extra, I'll call zera zeirua ashe yizareya to tell me that shoymer could be mitzvah. So I have almost everything in the Mishnah of Uktzeh. I have 4 out of the 5 halachas, but I don't have all 5. What don't I have? How do I know that Yad could be machnes? Kishmak. El Yad lahachnes loy. So the Gemara says this didn't work. So l'chayr, at the end of the day, when we started off, we thought we had a nice drasha. It was very neat. 3 psukim. I know all the halachas in the Mishnah of Masechtas Uktzeh. After going through Kal v'chaymers and Mahatzads and etc. etc. Meinu inyan tenayu inyan, we're really back to where we started. We're back to what is the Makar to the Mishnah. Again, what's the Mishnah? The very first Mishnah Masechtas Uktzeh, which says that the Yad of Oichel could be Moitzi Toma and it could be Machnas Toma, but it's not Mitzarif to the Shir. The Shomer of an Oichel could be Moitzi Toma, it could be Machnas Toma, it could be Mitzarif to the Shir. What is the Makar to the Halacha? Says the Gemara, you know what the Makar is? Here we go. Elamei Kara ki Ksiva Yad Ach Nasa Ksiva. The Gemara actually gives a very straightforward answer. It's not even a full line, and it's very simple as well. We said that the Torah mentioned Yad by Toma. There was one mention of Yad. One with regards to classic Tumas Eichlin. One with regards to the Tumah Vatana Kirayim. One with regards to Nevela. The Gemara, however, assumed that if I only have one mention of the word Yad, I would use it for the least Chiddush. Tafasta Mu'at Tafasta. Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta. So you use it for the least Chiddush. What's the least Chiddush? That it could be Maitzi. It's easier. It's more kal for it to be Maitzi than for it to be Machnes. So you use it for the smallest Chiddush. What's the smallest Chiddush? It could be Maitzi. So I know that a Yad could be Maitzi, but I don't know that a Yad could be Machnes. And being that I don't know that a Yad could be Machnes, it causes problems. So what do you mean? I have 3 psukim that tell me that a Yad could do something. I need 3 to tell me it could be Maitzi. Chad lo Haitzi v'chad an. Mar says, no. It's 3 distinct types of tumas that the Torah mentioned it by. And they're all not the same, and you can't even make mahatzad. So at the end of the day, the Gemara said, no, the one drasha that I have by Oichlin, the one that I have by Tana v'Kirai, it's coming to teach me Moitzi. It's not coming to teach me Machnes. So the Gemara, you can't say that. You know why? Because read the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? V'chiyutan mayim al zera, v'nofal minivlasam olav, tomi hu lochem. Lochem is talking about the Yad. What happened? You have food that's tahar. And an nevela fell on it. As long as it was chiyutan mayim al zera, you checked off the mesechtes machshirim box. The halacha now is going to be tamehu lachem. Are we talking about food being mitzi or machnes? We're talking about food being machnes. It's mefurish in the Torah that we're talking about food that's being machnes. Zok the gemara gishmak elamei kara ki ksiva yad ahachnasak. Read the pasuk. Snapshot that I have one drasha. I don't know what to do with this abstract esoteric drasha. Let's use it lahitzi. No. It's very clear what the Torah is telling me. The Torah is telling me a yad has an ability to be machnes tumah. If I know a yad could be machnes tumah, kal v'chomer a yad could be mitzi tumah. Because that the gemara stalled in the beginning of the sugya. That machnes is kal v'chomer milahitzi. So if I know yad could be mitzi, I know yad could be machnes. If I know yad could be mitzi or machnes, I know shomer could be mitzi or machnes. It's a double kal v'chomer. I know yad could be mitzi, kal v'chomer yad could be machnes. If yad could be mitzi or machnes, kal v'chomer shomer should be able to be mitzi or machnes. If that's the case, what do I need to pass? Kichol zera zei ruach sheyizareh l'rabbi tzashomer. Must be. It's come to tell me that it's mitzdarif. That is therefore the makar to the first Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin according to the first tirutz of the Gemara. The second tirutz of the Gemara. Suck the Gemara. One second, we're not done yet. But we're not up to the second tirutz yet. Ella mi kara k'ksiva yad. Ach nasa k'ksiva. Ella shaymer din avela lamali. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Okay, let's go back now. We had the pasuk of shaymer din avela. What do I need shaymer din avela for? We're just trying to reconcile everything now. L'chayra, I know everything by avela as well. Because if I know that yad is moitzi by Eichlin, I know Yad is Moitzi by Nevela, it's a Mefurish Apasik, there is no Machnes by Nevela. So I know Yad is Moitzi, Kavachomer, Shomer is Moitzi. I know Shomer is not Mitzaref anyways, I have a Pasik for that. So when the Torah, the Seif of the Brisa at the end of yesterday's Daf, on the top of Daf Kuf Yud Chesam and Aleph, what do we need that for? So the Gemara, and the Gemara speaks it out. Ilitz Darufe, if Shomer Nevela is coming to tell me that the Shomer is Mitzaref to the Shir, Amr Loi Mitzaref. Ilahachnus Ulahoitzi, Kavachomer, Yad. Machnes is a misnomer, right? Because Nevela is never Machnes. It's always being Moitzi. Ila Hachnes Ula Hoitzi, Kalvachayme Miyadas. Yeah, says the Gemara, you're right. But Milsa da Asiya Bekalvachayme Tarek Bekasav Lakra. Even though Yitaka don't need it. And it's a Milsa da Asiya Bekalvachayme. But there's a concept, there's an Andam and Shas that holds Milsa da Asiya Bekalvachayme Tarek Bekasav Lakra. Freak the Gemara, what's the next question? Ihachi. If you're going to tell me Milsa da Asiya Bekalvachayme Tarek Bekasav Lakra, Shayme da Alma, as relates to a shayma d'alma. What does the alma mean? Not of a nevela, of a regular oichlin. Emelucha lahachnis umbil sedasi v'kal v'chayim etar v'kasav lakra. What was the makar that shayma d'alma is mitzarif? Because the Torah wrote al kol zera zeruah she'izareh. Why did the Torah have to write that? I mean, what's it coming to teach me? Lahachnis v'hoitzi. I know everything. How do I know it? Mikalvachaymer. Oh, so maybe the Torah is just telling me something I already know. Mikalvachaymer. What makes it extra? The premise was it's extra. And being that it's extra, it must be it's coming to teach me a new halacha. What's the new halacha? That it's mitzvah. Maybe there's nothing extra over here. Maybe it's just a milsa da'asi b'kalvachaymer tarach v'kasav lakra. So the Gemara gives a simple answer. Heichet ikel midrash d'ashinon. You don't just say milsa da'asi b'kalvachaymer. That's like a last resort answer. So it works. And if you have a drasha with nothing to do with it, so then you could say milsa da'asi b'kalvachayim etarach because of lakra. But to the extent there's something that you can darshan, heicha de ikel midrash, if you can darshan something darshinon, so as it relates to oichlin, where it's possible that the shayim is mitzarif to the shir, we'll use the extra pasuk to tell me it's mitzarif to the shir. But by nevela, you can't use it to tell me that the shayim is mitzarif to the shir, because we have a mefurish pasuk that tells me that it's not mitzarif to the shir. The ratio of that price is said benevlasa v'lor ba'ursha in all of kizayis basar, clearly telling me that it's not mitzarif. So if it's not mitzarif, what's the pasuk for? I have nothing to do with it. Okay, no, there's nothing wrong with that. You could always say milsa da'asi v'kalvachayim, but to the extent that there's something to darshan from it, then certainly we're going to darshan. Either way, that is the first mahalach of the Gemara. The second mahalach of the Gemara is a very short mahalach. Rav Chaviva Amar, Rav Chaviva said a different tarets. He went back to one of the cheshbonos that the Gemara made earlier, and that was that there was the shomer din avela was extra, right? Essentially, according to the first mahalach in the Gemara, there's one thing that's extra. We were able to make sense of all the different drushes and all the different psukim tucked away in the end of Parash Hashmini. We were able to make sense of all the lechems. Everything seems to work out. The only thing that was extra is why the Torah had to mention that the shomer of an avela is mitzi toma. And the Gemara had no choice but to say milsa da'asi b'kal v'chayim etarek b'kal v'lacha. Rav Chaviva felt that Dartin is the schlissel to the whole sugya. He thought that it's that extra pasuk that we learn everything from. Meaning, shomer din avela is extra. So what do you do with shomer din avela? You know what you do with shomer din avela? I use it to tell me that a yad could be machnas. Whoa. How do I go from shomer din avela being moitzi to yad being machzit? Because I'm ein oinyin le shomer din avela, tnei oinyin le yad de oichlin. Right, which is hard. The yad oichlin to tell me that it could be machs. What was the Gemara's problem with that? When the Gemara attempted to say that, the Gemara felt that like mehecha teisi, you have a right to make such a jump. The top line of Kufiyut Chesam and Aleph. Ve'emun enoy inyan l'shoyim edinaveya tenei inyan l'shoyim edalma. Right, if anything, say him enoy inyan l'shoyim edinaveya tenei l'shoyim edalma. How do you have a right to go him enoy inyan l'shoyim edinaveya tenei inyan liyad? Said Rav Chaviva, very simple, because l'shoyim edinaveya Is it really a shomer, or is it more like, treated like a yad in halacha? It's more treated like a yad. Because in oichlin, shomer is mitzdarev to the share. Yad's not mitzdarev to the share. A shomer din avela is also not mitzdarev to the share. So we look at the shomer din avela as if it's a yad. Shani oimer. Shani shomer din avela, keeping the maise yad ka'ovid. A yad shadin alei. And that's where you have the extra pasuk. So again, the makar to mesachtus, the first mishnah of mesachtus uktzin is either made up of two psukim. It says by oichlin lachem, which talking specifically about food being machnes toma. That was the first teretz of the Gemara. The Pshutei Shulmikra is talking about food being machnes toma. Once I know that a yad lachem could be machnes kavachomer, yad could be moitzi. If a yad could be moitzi or machnes kavachomer, a shomer could be moitzi or machnes. If that's the case, the pasuk al kol zera zeru achay zareya, which is talking about Shomer the Oichlin, is extra. I don't need it to tell me that it's Maitzi Machnas. I know that Kal V'Chomer from Yad must be coming to tell me that it's Mitzdarev to the Shir. By Nevela, I have a drasha that tells me specifically that Shomer is not Mitzdarev to the Shir. But either way, that's the Makar to the first Mishnah, Mesach the Suktzin. It's really made up of two psukim. It's made up of two psukim that are in succession of each other, incidentally. The pasuk that says that food that wasn't wet that becomes, that a nevela falls on is tahar, and the food that's, and the pasuk that says that food that was wet and a nevela fell on it becomes tahar. It's those two psukim that teach me all five halachas mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin. The second makar is that it says yad in the parish of Tumas Oichlin. We don't look at the Pshutei Shel Mikra and say that the Pshutei Shel Mikra is talking about yad being machnas. No, maybe the pasuk means yad being moitzi. Either Pshutei Shel Mikra, like the Gemara thought on the whole cook yud chesam et aleph. We're not going there. But we're not looking at that. We're saying there's one limud that's marba yad. It makes sense to say that it's marba that yad could be moitzi. So I know yad could be moitzi from there. There's a pasuk that says that a shomer din avela could be moitzi, which I don't need. Because if yad din avela could be moitzi, I have a pasuk for that also. I know that shomer din avela could certainly be moitzi. The pasuk of shomer din avela is extra. It may not even be shomer din avela tnei or inul yad oichlin. How do you go from shomer din avela to yad oichlin? Because a shomer din avela is like a yad in the sense that it can't be mitzdarif. Yad is unique in that it can't be mitzdarif. A shomer din avela could also not be mitzdarif. It's a chiddush in avela that shomer is not mitzdarif. Thus, I have now two psukim by yad din avela. Two psukim, what are the two? One is the pasuk of Yad Nevela, that it says three times in three different contexts. That teaches me lahoitzi. I have the shomer din avela, which am eno yin and tnei uinyan, so now I know Yad can be moitzi umachnes, because I have two Yads. Kal v'chomer, shomer can be moitzi umachnes. The pasuk I'll call zera zeru ashe yizere, that teaches me shomer. I don't need it to teach me that it's moitzi umachnes. So again, I would know that that would be the makar to teach me that shomer can be mitzdarif. Exhale, zok to Gemara. So the bottom line is that what was the makar that shomer of Eichlin could be mitzdarif? It was learned down from the pasuk of al kol zera zerua asher yizorea. And the pasuk over there teaches me that kederech shabbat, right? The way you go ahead, kederech shabbat, the other might see in Lizria. That's the definition of Eichel. You take a chita, biklipasa. You don't eat a biklipasa, but you would be zerea it biklipasa. Thus, the definition of food as it relates to tumah would be in that sense. Right, the Gemara, Maskel, Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yishmael, how did I learn to the Mishnah? A pitma shall remain mitzdarefes. So we all know what a pitma is, according to some Rishonim. That's what a pitma means. We'll go, that's the Pashim Shah, like the pitma of the Asrik. So the pitma of the remain mitzdarefes, it's mitzdaref to the shir of Tumas Oichlin, v'hanetshalai, that's like the fuzz around the pitma area, in mitzdaref. That's not mitzdaref. Right, the Gemara, why is the pitma mitzdaref? You'll tell me what do you mean? It's a shomer. The problem is, if the makar to shomer being mitzdarif is the pasuk that says that's the way you plant it, you don't plant a pomegranate by taking the pomegranate with its pitim and putting it in the ground. Says the Vesu, another kash, hadetanan, our Mishnah, Arva, right of Akipa, mitzdarif, latami tumas oichlan. Faith, mami nolon, how do you know it's mitzdarif? To mi metama tumas oichlan. What's the kasha? The or, the skin of the basar. What, when you plant basar? Right? So that what meat should grow in your backyard, you plant it together with your ar. That's obviously not how this works, right? So if that's the point, so again, why is the ar gonna be mitzdarif? So how could the drosh or the makar that shomer is mitzdarif is asher yizareya kederech shebnei adam mitzim lizriya? It just doesn't stem. I mean, it works for a chito biklipasa. I mean, there are examples of how it's going to work. But what about the pitim from the rimai? Or what about the skin that's on your meat? So the Gemara says, Elo tlasa kreik, see if you have to say the makar something else. It says, "Al kol zera zeruah shei zareya chad l'shoymer d'zra'im v'chad l'shoymer d'ilanois idach l'shoymer basar ubeitzim v'dagim." It says the word zera three times in that pasuk. Kol zera one, zeruah two, ashei zareya three. One is coming to teach me this type of shoymer d'zra'im, shoymer d'ilanois, shoymer d'basar, beitzim v'dagim. We will stop here.